It's like every other month we're getting news of a new artist passing away. It has only been about a month since Rachel McQuan and Fat Man Scoop passed away. Now, a new celebrity has tragically met the same fate. Just like what happened to Rachel McQuan, Liam Payne's passing seems to be surrounded in mystery. After many of you requested I look into Payne's passing, I decided to look into it. The details that are being reported about his passing make you question, what really happened to Liam Payne? Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the passing of Liam Payne. But before we begin, I just wanted to let you guys know, I just released an hour and 45 minute video with the industry publicist Jonathan Hay. About a month ago, we had Jonathan Hay on the channel talking about the industry secrets. And after many of you requested I bring him back, I brought him back for a part two. Jonathan doesn't hold back in this video at all, and he reveals so much. So if you haven't seen that video yet, make sure you go check it out after this one. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. If you are anything like me, you question all these mysterious celebrity deaths that seem to take place at hotels. For some reason, the celebrity is always found unresponsive alone in a hotel room. To me, I always find this suspicious because celebrities are people who are usually never alone. Either they are surrounded by their entourage or their employees. Never is an artist really alone, especially when they're traveling. But every time they find these artists unresponsive, they're alone in a hotel room. Don't you find that suspicious? Doesn't that make you question things a bit? I know these people travel a lot and are in hotel rooms more than others, but why do they always seem to pass away in these hotel rooms alone? Recently, another celebrity hotel death has just happened. While this person wasn't found in his hotel room, he was in his hotel room alone when he fell off a balcony. Liam Payne, who was a former member of the massive pop group One Direction, passed away at the age of 31 on October 16th. Liam was in Argentina, staying at a hotel when the situation happened. It's being reported that Liam was inside of his hotel room when out of nowhere, something happened that resulted in him falling from his hotel room balcony. Right now, it has not been confirmed on how he fell or if it was accidental or intentional. All that is being said is that for some odd reason, he fell from a third-story balcony. Now, there has been some information reported about this situation that only makes all of this seem more strange. Apparently, before Liam fell off the balcony, he was acting erratically in the hotel lobby. It was also reported that he was escorted back to his room because of this behavior. Strangely, that all happened right before he mysteriously ended up falling off that balcony. Another detail that they released was that they found several substances in Liam's room. The most alarming detail that was released was that a guest who was staying in the same hotel in a room close to Liam heard a violent scream and a lot of commotion coming from his room. This guest told media outlets that the hotel staff were coming in and out of his room while loud noises were coming from his room.
We had multiple encounters with Liam, multiple times had come down to the lobby, was causing a disturbance. Kept being escorted back up to his room. There was an incident where he was very frustrated and was smashing his laptop in the lobby. And then the final time he came back down, he actually passed out in the lobby of the hotel, started look like convulsing a little bit and had to be physically like taken back up to his room. And that was about 5 minutes before the eventual incident that happened. I was in my hotel room, two floors below and directly below, and saw the body fall through. Looking out the window, saw the body fall and obviously heard the aftermath and could see his body on the ground afterwards. It didn't seem real. You almost had to pinch yourself to understand and process what you were seeing, but it just was an out-of-body experience, like surreal. And
did you know it was him straight away?
Not so. I had a suspicion just based on the state of mind and the condition he was in earlier. I didn't like know for sure, but that was my first thought. One of my friends, it was in the room right across the hall from him and heard very loud screaming, a lot of just almost primal noises, grunting, screaming coming from the hotel room. Heard an argument with his friend earlier in the day, but during the immediate fall, I didn't hear any noises.
On top of this, it's being reported that hotel staff called emergency services moments before he passed away, claiming that Liam was trashing his room and was at a potential risk of harming others and even himself. These details are truly alarming and only add to the mystery surrounding all of this. Right now, nothing is being confirmed, but it is being speculated that he might have been under the influence and simply fell off, or others even suggest that this was all intentional. Seeing this simply reminds me of so many other deaths in the music industry that seem to have no straightforward explanation. There are always so many questions that people are left with when it comes to these celebrity deaths. To me, I find Liam's passing very strange, and like often with these situations, I don't think we're being told the full story. So much about this is not adding up to me. Why was staff coming in and out of his room right before he passed away? Even more importantly, why were there violent screams coming from the pop star's room if he was there by himself? All of this to me seems to indicate some sort of foul play. I'm not the only person thinking this either, as when I was looking into the situation, it appeared that the internet was already convinced Liam was taken out. The running theory on the internet right now is that Diddy had something to do with this. Now, I don't necessarily believe this is what happened, but this is what people are spreading online. Some people think that Liam was targeted by Diddy because he had spoken out against him in the past, referring to the time that he told the story about meeting Diddy during an interview where he said that Diddy gave him a bad vibe, claiming that he felt Diddy had an evil laugh. Liam went on to claim in that interview that he got away from Diddy as soon as possible. On top of this, people are spreading an unconfirmed rumor that Liam was going to testify in Diddy's trial. So people online are claiming that Diddy allegedly had his people get rid of Liam. Now, I do not buy this at all, and I honestly think this is nonsense. I looked all over the internet and found no proof that Liam was ever going to testify against Diddy. I don't see why he would even be called to testify either, if he didn't even hang out with him like that. He only met Diddy once, and it was a brief encounter. I'ma say this again, I don't think Diddy had anything to do with what happened to Liam. It's very unlikely that he put a hit on Liam from inside of jail. This is just pure misinformation being spread by people who have no idea what they're talking about. It's truly disturbing how easily people who don't even research into what they're talking about can create narratives and spread it on the internet. It's even more disturbing how many people then repeat the same story over and over again without verifying if any of it is true. While it does genuinely appear like something sinister happened to Liam, I don't think Diddy was involved. There was actually a lot of things that Liam was dealing with right before this happened that might give us some more clues into what happened to him. One, which is not really being reported on after his death, was that his ex-fiance exposed him for talking to underage fans. According to his ex-fiance Maya, not only was he contacting very young girls, but also constantly calling and harassing her. She claimed that Liam not only was contacting and talking to the underage fans, but that he started dating a girl right out of high school that had just turned 18. On October 6, media sites posted this article where they talk about these allegations. This was just 10 days before he passed away. A couple days before he passed away, his ex-wife served Liam a cease and desist. To me, these allegations raise a lot of questions, and from what we know from Hollywood, these celebrities are always into them young. Now, knowing this, there is the possibility that Liam might have done this to himself, but I still highly doubt that, as the information that's being released indicates some kind of foul play. Who was he arguing with in a room where they said he was alone? Why was staff coming in and out of his room right before he passed away? And another question is, were those even staff members or someone else? Now, what I found the most suspicious about all of this was that his record label dropped him just days before he passed away. Liam was signed to Universal Music Group, the biggest record label in the world, and just a couple days before he passed away, the labels dropped him. To me, if anything was connected to his passing, it would be this. Even though they dropped Liam, UMG owns all the rights to the music he made before he was dropped. This means that right now, UMG is making tons of money off fans who are listening to his music because he passed away. Everyone knows that when an artist passes away, their streams shoot through the roof, making millions of dollars for the label. While I'm not saying the record labels did it, because besides them dropping him, I don't have any other proof. I am saying that the record label would have benefited the most from this tragic passing. Right now, every time his fans are playing his songs, the executives over at UMG are getting richer. My theory is, Liam ended his partnership with UMG in bad terms. From what I can find, he signed with Capitol Records back in 2016 when he went solo. This means that since 2016 to just a few days ago, he was making music for UMG. UMG gave Liam a very lucrative deal, expecting him to be a popular solo artist. But that didn't turn out how they planned, as he doesn't seem to have had any hits after he left the group. Which means that Liam cost the record label a lot of money, which would explain why they dropped him. The record label were going to walk away taking a massive loss from their deal with him. The only way they were going to make their money back was if Liam's music started getting tons of streams all of a sudden. Now that he passed away, all the music that he made for the label in the past starts getting streams all of a sudden, which puts money in the label's pockets. To me, if any foul play did happen in his passing, the labels would have had the most to gain. Everything about his passing screams set up to me. The fact that he was dropped by the labels and just so happened to pass away in a foreign country, that all speaks for itself. In my opinion, I don't think what happened to Liam was no accident. Everything reported about his passing indicates that something definitely took place in that hotel room. All of this death in the music industry is a clear indication of the evil that's taking place behind the scenes. The industry is a dark demonic place that has turned its back on God. These artists sell their souls for 15 minutes of fame, only to be thrown away the moment they run out of clout. This is exactly what happened to Liam. He gave his soul to the industry and it consumed him. The moment the executives used him for all he got, he was thrown out like a piece of trash. This is why I tell you guys not to idolize these people that are lost. They traded their souls for fame and fortune and were used to misguide so many people. In these strange times, it's important you put your trust in Christ and allow him to guide you in the right direction. Don't be consumed by the industry, whether you're an artist or not. I want to know what you guys think below. Do you feel like there was foul play involved in his passing? Well, that's it for this video. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.